Hi guys, welcome to the Real Housewives of Radio.
I can't believe we're really doing this.
We've been talking about this for the longest time. It's Dorothy and Tanya, and gosh, it's been a little over a year since the last time we were on a show together, right? Or more than that.
Oh, you're gonna make me sad. yeah, it's been almost 2 years, girl.
Seriously? Oh wow.
February 2017.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. We're going on 2 years.
Oh, see, but the thing I love about it is that, you know, we've always remained sisters.
Always, girl. Always, you know, and I always knew you were going to be my sister ever since I locked eyes with you. Oh, wait, no, not with you. I locked eyes on you.
At Mesa
Community College right here in San Diego. Dorothy was in a dance class that I was in or that I was watching or something creepy.
You were in it.
I was in it, right?
Yes, you were in the class.
Oh, we were in, we were performing together, mm-hmm. and we were doing like a rehearsal or something. Not in the same dance, but like the same concert or something. I don't know. Anyway, the story is that I saw Dorothy. I'm like, dang, she dances good. And then I maybe thought like she knew me too, and then met her again years later.
At the radio station.
Yeah. I was an intern. You were
I think I'd just gotten hired as a lead, a promotions lead.
Right. So technically you were my boss, and I was so excited. I'm like, oh my God, that's Dorothy from Mesa College. Awesome dancer. Yeah. And I thought you remembered me, and you didn't.
I'm terrible.
You're like, hi, nice to meet you. I'm like, oh, okay, that's how it's gonna be. Okay,
this me.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's how that our friendship started.
That's exactly how it started, and then we got to be on a show together with AJ,
cool.
And then Hula. Gosh, man, so much has happened. Okay, let's fill everybody in. Since it's been 2 years since we've been on the show.
Yeah.
Tanya, you go first.
Okay, since the 2 years, I have still been married. Okay, that's good. That's good. God. A little over 3 years now. I had my own show with our dear friend Sonic, who's now in Chicago, for 6 months, you know, and then that went away, and now I'm still here at Entercom working with you.
That's right.
I'm just still me. I don't know. Nothing else has changed, really,
I
right?
I know. It doesn't seem like a lot, but a lot has changed.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, since I wasn't on the show anymore, gosh, I'm not going to lie. World shattered, changed, sad.
Girl.
All the emotions. Mm-hmm. All of the emotions. But, I mean, they say things happen for a reason. And, you know, I guess if that hadn't happened, I got comfortable. You know, I wouldn't have worked as hard as I did again to get back to being on Kixie now.
Okay, so wait, let's go back a little bit. So Dorothy and I were on a show together. We started at a radio station, moved to another radio station, February 2017.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I got the call. Go.
Yes. And it wasn't, it was like a business move that was made. And I don't think it had anything to reflect with what Hula and I were doing.
Absolutely.
I think it was just a straight business move, and they let us go. And it happens. It happens all the time in radio, and it sucks.
But that doesn't mean that it hurts any less.
Right. Exactly. You know? Exactly.
So when you left, I stayed, and that was weird for me. That was awkward, you know? But we both know. We both knew that it was not anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Any of our fault, or it wasn't personal in any way.
Yeah.
And that brought us closer.
It totally did.
Right?
Yeah, because it's a part of everybody says you haven't been in radio unless you got fired once.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah. So unfortunately, that was my time.
Yeah. And then mine was about a year later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, we live such parallel lives.
We do. We are living such parallel lives. Yeah. So we both know what that's like to be let go from your dream job.
Totally.
And still be working towards it on my end. You, luckily, have landed your own show on Kixie.
Yay!
I know.
Thank God for it every single day, honestly.
There's nothing like a job cut that, like, makes you appreciate, like, a job. I don't know,
dude,
like, especially, right? I don't know that
absolutely.
I've ever experienced that.
Absolutely.
You know?
I ate the biggest slice of humble pie, like when that happened to me, you know, and it's just like your world is shook. You don't know what to do, where to go. Like, is this what I even really want to do? Like, I've been doing this for at that time when I got let go.
Yeah.
Like 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, well, crap, what do I do now? Like, yeah. that's all I've ever known.
Yeah, and you question, like, if you're still on the right path.
And you're worth.
Should you change paths?
Totally.
Is it too late? You know, there's a lot of that questioning yeah. that happens.
You question your talent, yeah. you know? And yeah. it's like, dude, I know I'm better than this. Like, mm-hmm. I know I could do this. I know I deserve to have a job somewhere. And then that's the hardest part is waiting for it, you know? Right. But eating that slice of humble pie means just saying yes to every single job, doing whatever it is, being happy about it, being grateful about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's good. See, a lot of people, I mean, you could either go one way, you could either not make it a lesson like you did, which is awesome, or you could make it a lesson or you could not make it a lesson.
Right.
And you definitely took the lesson, learned, grew.
Totally.
And now you here, B. Okay.
Now we are here, both at Entercom in yes. San Diego.
Yes.
Both married.
Both married.
Yes.
To some pretty awesome men.
Girl.
What?
How crazy our ups and downs throughout life.
Yeah.
We have seen each other through so many relationships, good, bad, and ugly.
Yeah, all of them. All of them. And we still hear about the good, bad, and ugly with our men. Let's
oh,
be real.
Yeah. That's true.
We do be talking about you. We do be talking about you, okay?
Sorry, Steven. Sorry, JJ.
Yeah, so jobs, parallel, mm-hmm. marriage, dating, heartbreaks, parallel with you and I.
Yeah.
And now we're on the road to
Hopefully starting our
families,
baby. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a whole thing too, so.
I know. It's crazy. It mm-hmm. is crazy to think about it. Like, remember when you were in your 20s and you were like, shit, I missed my period. Oh my God. I hope I'm not pregnant. And then now, like, fast forward, now we're in our 30s and we're like, oh yay, I missed my period.
Yes,
I hope I'm pregnant.
Totally. It is such a trip when you first start trying.
Yeah.
And just the act of it, right?
Yeah. Totally.
Without getting too, right?
Yeah.
Like, just the act with, like, I get no protection, you know,
yeah.
like that alone is such a mind.
It totally is.
You
because
know.
It's like everything they ingrained in you from school. Like, when the first time you have sex ed,
yeah.
and they're like, okay, always use protection. You don't want STDs.
Yeah.
You don't want to
yeah.
have a baby. Like,
yeah.
this, and that. And it's so funny because I remember thinking, like, when Steven and I were first starting, I didn't realize, I had no idea when my fertile window was.
No.
Like,
girl, I didn't know anything about that.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero ideas on when you should be trying, when you should start, what you should be eating to help the, you know, like,
yeah.
there's so much.
Yeah. It's weird because, yeah, you're right. I mean, I think months went by without me even really looking into all of that, you know, and even now, like, it just makes sense. Timing is everything. So I wish I would have known about that fertile window a little bit sooner,
yeah.
but that's okay. You know, it's all a learning process and everything happens for a reason. But that little fertile window, too, is, like, real quick,
it's
too.
It's so small.
It's real quick.
And then it takes forever for it to come. You know, it feels like after your fertile window closes, then you got to wait, like, what, another week or
yeah.
two till your period's supposed to start. And then you sit there and you wait and you wait and you wait and you're like, okay, I think this might be it. And then you start your period and then it's like, man, a total whole another level of disappointment when
yeah.
it comes, you know?
Yeah.
And then you have to wait again till your fertile window starts again.
Right. And that fertile window, the more along the process you get of, like, really wanting a baby and, like, really understanding your fertile window, really understanding the signs with your body and everything,
mm-hmm.
it gets more important and it gets more serious. Like, hey, JJ, it's happening right now. You need to work early and get home now, right? Am
yeah.
I right, sis? Am I right?
Totally right. Okay. And Stephen thinks I'm crazy, but I can feel when I'm ovulating. Like, you get a little bit of, like, a, it's not quite a cramp because it doesn't hurt, but you could just feel it happening.
Girl, I had never felt that ever. My whole life, never. Maybe I did feel that uncomfortableness,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't know that that was ovulation, quote,
neither
pains.
Did I.
I didn't know that until recently.
Yeah.
Mine hit me hard. I was, like, on a medication, and I mean, I thought I was going to die. Like, it was, like, that serious, but it wasn't a long time, so it was just, like, a quick, sharp pain. And so it wasn't until I looked it up, talked to other people, that they were like, girl, you're just ovulating. Relax. I'm like, oh,
okay.
So
it's
good
common,
to know.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
and even then, when you feel that pain, you're like, is it happening now?
Yep.
Did I miss it? Do I have to do it in a couple hours, minutes?
Yeah. Girl, when that happened to me this past time, we were going, I remember it because we were going to watch a screening, an advanced screening of the new Harry Potter movie. Mm. And I was like, Steven, we need to do it super quick. The movie's at 7. We're about to leave. And we only have 15 minutes from the time you get home. Like, let's do, like, zero romantic, zero, you know, just like, let's do it. This could be it. I don't want to miss it.
Yes, I feel you on that too. I feel you that, and feel you on that. And then also, you know, there's like the people, like somebody that I know, not me, that maybe I've straight up called out sick just so I wouldn't miss it. Just so I wouldn't miss it, because it's like that important. But then honestly, then you like you and I are talking about it right now, Dorothy, and I'm just like, God, it just gets so ridiculous, you know, and it just gets so, it consumes your life. Like, look, we're
it does.
Crazy people it right does. Now, but we're not alone.
Yeah,
I know that. I
exactly.
know that. It's a real thing.
Everybody out there that's trying to conceive right now, we are right there with you.
It's a constant battle of trying really hard and knowing all the signs and reading all the things and, you know, versus yeah. I don't want to try at all. You know,
yeah.
I want to relax.
Yeah. I started doing, you know, those ovulation pee sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So because at first I was like, oh, let me just follow this app. And I think I just totally missed my windows.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it was really accurate. So somebody told me, it was Sissany. She said, I ran into her and she said, hey, I wasn't really serious about it. But the second time they started doing the ovulation
six,
she got pregnant. Like she followed that. And now she's got twins.
okay. Whoa.
I mean, I don't know about twins.
Yeah. No, that's true. That is the most accurate, I think, to do it. That's exactly what my OBGYN directed me to do too. And I never knew about the ovulation sticks, and then I did, and that's great. Right now, currently, I've like tossed those, and I'm just like, I don't want apps, I don't want ovulation sticks. I'm just gonna listen to my body and hope for the best, you know. That's just during the holidays, there's already enough stress.
Exactly.
So I'm just like, I'm just gonna take a break, you know.
Yeah. So
that doesn't mean we can't stop trying,
right? So. But you're not gonna put the pressure on yourself of like, this is it. Because you guys have been trying for...
We've been trying for... Gosh. I mean, technically, we've been trying... We've been trying consistently for almost 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's got to be... Time. I mean, gosh. I mean, I think about when I get disappointed. Like, hey, my period came. I can only imagine how you feel when you go through that.
Yeah. Yeah. It comes in waves.
Yeah.
It comes in waves. And... I don't even know how to explain it anymore. Right now I'm like in a good place where I'm just like taking it for what it is, and it's like, okay, if like it's not happening now, there's a reason, and you know, like still got a roof over my head, shoes on my feet, food on the table,
right.
A loving man, like still a lot of other things to be grateful for. That's where I'm at now.
Yes.
But anybody that's on this like crazy like infertility roller coaster knows that it is a roller coaster, you know? So that's why I say that's how I'm like now, and I hope that I remain this way, but
yeah. Totally.
It's a roller coaster.
I get that.
Yeah.
I feel like all of my friends right now are pregnant.
Yeah. I feel like all of your friends right now are pregnant too.
Yeah.
I will say the same, but like half of my girlfriends are lesbians. So, you know, not that you can't get pregnant as
exactly.
a lesbian, but they're just not even in that. They're not even trying right now.
Yeah,
all your girlfriends are pregnant.
Yeah. It's crazy. I have two girlfriends, Aubrey and Carlene, who are pregnant. And they're a day apart. Their due dates are one day apart.
That's so cool.
Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome. I love
that.
Yeah. No, that's something to be celebrated, you know?
Yeah.
That's super special and magical. Hey, you never know. You could be pregnant right now, too. I'm just saying. You could be pregnant. So could I. We could all be pregnant right now, right? We're going to make everybody freak out, go home, take pregnancy tests. Even for those that don't want to be pregnant, they're like, damn, it's in the air.
It's like, it's not even my period, but I'm going to take it.
Woo. Oh, man.
So this is what our podcast is going to be like. We're going to get into real life things happening in our everyday lives between Tanya and I, talking about marriage, talking about trying to conceive, and even talking about our favorite pop culture things.
Oh, we're definitely going to be talking about that, because that's why we call this the Real Housewives of Radio. One, we're Real Housewives.
That's
no,
right.
One, we're real. Right?
Two,
we're housewives.
That's right.
Three, we work in radio and we love radio. It's our heart and soul. And four, we love watching the Real Housewives of blank, of, you know, every city.
It's so good. It's so good. Something else that we want to talk about.
Women in the industry. I mean, we could go on and on.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes. That's going to be a whole nother subject for a different podcast, because mm-hmm. we will really get into it. We will get into the pay inequality.
Yep.
Are how we are just seen in general in
That's
radio.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And what else?
How we are treated.
Yep.
How we are talked to.
Oh, my God. Yes.
It's just not fair, period.
Yeah. It's, you know, of course you want to be like, oh, no, we're so more progressive than that. But really not. I don't feel a lot has changed. And low key, people won't admit it. But it's the same.
It's the same.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of work to be done.
Yeah.
I do feel a shift, but there's so much work to be done.
Yeah.
You know, we're just not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be talking about that. We will be talking about our men. We'll be talking about our old men. I mean, like our old relationships. Not our old men, but our past relationships.
Yeah, yeah.
What we hope for in the future.
Things we've learned.
Things we've learned. Yeah. All the lessons, all the blessings, all the chisme.
Yeah.
Chisme equals gossip. Yeah, there's so much to talk about with you and I. I mean, like, I feel like you and I could get together and we could talk about anything.
Hours.
And there'll be somebody else in the room and they'll just step back like they're watching a TV show when you and I start talking.
Yeah, totally. Oh, and of course, we're going to have some guests join us as well.
Absolutely.
Our radio sisters.
Yeah.
We'll have them on.
Yeah. Professionals, mm-hmm. Experts. And I don't know. We'll see. We'll probably get some surprises in here, too. It'll be fun. It's going to be fun.
Absolutely. So we will hope. And we look forward to you joining us every single week.
Mm-hmm. Every week.
I'm Dorothy.
I'm Tanya.
And we're the Real Housewives of Radio.
Oh, man. I need a tagline.
So do I. I was just thinking that.
Yeah, I don't know.